How to Pinch Pennies. When Spy magazine started years ago, they decided to do a Who is the Cheapest Millionaire test. They sent checks in amounts from 50 cents to $5 to a list of millionaires throughout the country. I received a check for 50 cents, and we at the Trump Organization deposited it. They may call that cheap. I call it watching the bottom line. The higher you climb on the list of billionaires, the cheaper people become. Every dollar counts in business, and for that matter, every dime. Penny pinching? You bet. I'm all for it. Penny pinching is the opposite of being wasteful. I have never liked waste, whether it's time, effort, or money. I think I inherited this attitude from my parents, who were careful people with everything, particularly money. I still don't like to overspend for anything, and I will always take the time to compare prices, whether I'm buying a car or toothpaste. As I said before, I always sign my checks so I know where my money's going. In the same spirit, I also always try to read my bills to make sure I'm not being overcharged. There is human and now computer error everywhere, at restaurants, at the phone company, at the grocery store, at hotels, and you'd be surprised at how much this human error can cost you. Don't be obsessive about it, but check through your bills from time to time. You should also always feel comfortable bargaining for goods and services. I do it all the time, and I'm one of the richest men on earth. Even in high-end shops, I bargain. After all, the more you're paying for something, the more the seller should be able to shave off the price. I hate paying retail, and it makes me cringe when I see other people doing it. I've walked into stores and offered $2,000 for a $10,000 item. It can be embarrassing for me, especially since everyone knows that I'm Trump and that I'm wealthy, but you'd be amazed at the discounts you can get if you simply ask. You do have to be willing to walk away. But after you've walked away a few times, the price will come down. It's moronic to be too proud to save money. Another way to pinch pennies is to avoid the brand names when it's necessary. I obviously buy brand names when the brand is tied to a product's quality. Golf equipment, jewelry, and clothing are good examples of brand as a signifier of quality. But aspirin is aspirin, shampoo is shampoo, and cereal is cereal. So don't throw your money away on packaging and advertising. I understand that penny pinching can have a negative connotation, as in miserly. But when you calculate how much 10 cents on a price can matter if you multiply it by 100,000 or a million, the value of 10 cents becomes clear. For instance, let's say I have to buy 100,000 light bulbs for all the buildings that I own and maintain each year. If I manage to save 10 cents on each light bulb, that's a savings of $10,000 per year. That's $10,000 I can put toward another building or another investment, or donate to a cause that needs the money more than I do. Pay attention to the small numbers in your finances, such as percentages and cents. Numbers that seem trivial add up and have enormous implications. My parents hammered frugality into me at an early age, and it's the most important money management skill a person can use. Call it penny pinching if you want to. I call it financial smarts.